Yo, 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 what's up? It's Coach E. Hope everybody had a great day. It's Thursday, January 17th. I hope you accomplished some goals, crushed some things in your life, stepped a little bit out of your comfort zone, and got a little better today in whatever you were focused on. Let me talk to you real quick, moment of your time. When it comes to freedom of will, right? Willpower, having free will. Choices. One of the principles that I focus on principles, not philosophies. Principles are guiding lights. Philosophy is my personal opinion. All right. Guiding lights are something that I know works. It's something that is talked about in higher level consciousness in society, higher level peaceful, joyous, blissful, content human beings that may or may not share their message. So what I'm trying to do is instill principles that will guide me. These principles don't make me lay in one direction or the other. They're neutral. They're neutral that allow me to flex and be who I am. But the goal with these are to lay in them in place so that I am able to express myself freely, be emotionally neutral, be at peace, be content, be able to observe, be aware of my emotions, be aware of my thoughts, be aware of my reactions, so that I don't get caught in an emotional roller coaster and I don't have any say in what's going on. So today's focus is you are 100% accountable, 100% responsible, and 100% in control of the choices you make and the interpretations to every situation. Let me explain. Okay? You are responsible for your interpretation, and you are in control of your interpretation. The only thing that varies is the degree to which you are aware of this fact. If I'm not aware that I have control over something, then I will never believe that I have control over it. Therefore, the next action won't take place of me actually taking charge and manipulating it in the way that I see fit to benefit me. Here's an example. If I hand you a menu and you only look at the front of that menu, you only know the front of that menu exists, how can you ever choose a dish that exists on the back of the menu? If in your reality, the only thing that exists is that front of that menu. So, in order for you to have or make a different interpretation or make a different choice, you have to expand your awareness, expand your attention to be able to understand that there is another side to the menu, to be able to look for different opportunities or different perspectives on how to respond, except habitual reaction. Another analogy, if I'm driving on a road, and I'm in La La Land or whatever, driving on a highway, right? Driving on a highway. And my exit exists, okay? But I passed my exit completely unaware that my exit was there until after the fact. Until after I noticed that, hey, I came to a dead end. I'm, you know, X amount of exits past where I should have taken the exit. Only then can I see and have awareness that that exit exists and existed, but I missed it. It's hindsight, 2020 hindsight. All right. As we get more aware, as we cultivate awareness, as we start seeing from other perspectives, seeing from other points of view, maybe you start to realize that, okay, the exit's right there at the last minute. You see it at the last minute, but you're going too fast. And your emotional reaction, you're too fast to slow down enough to make the exit, but you just seen it. You seen it. Ah, I could have made that exit. But instead, I stayed on my habit and it took me to wherever it was. Anger, jealousy, hatred, fear, sadness. But I still was somewhat aware that the exit existed. As we get better and better and cultivate awareness more and more to see what we're going through, look at ourselves, because that's the key, looking in ourselves. Then we get more and more aware that the exit that we want to take, the exit to calm, cool, collective, content, peaceful, at ease, exists. We see it further and further down the road so we can make that decision.